In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. According to St. Luke's Gospel, this parable that the Lord said today was the last parable that he said to the people. After that, he started his last steps to fulfill the goal of his incarnation by going to the cross, and also to fulfill and complete the parable that he said today. After he warned the Pharisees that they would come to arrest him and to sentence him to death, he himself went to that. The goal of this parable to us is that the Lord is awaiting for our fruits. And there are some facts in this parable. Number one is that the vineyard is his own. He owns the vineyard. Number two, the vine dressers are just stewards or workers in his vineyard. Number three, the Lord is awaiting for the fruits through the faithfulness of the stewards, the vineyards, the vine dressers, and the acceptance of the trees of the vineyard. In other words, our Lord Jesus Christ is the creator of everyone. He created us, and he has put us in this world, which he described as a vineyard. And as Isaiah the prophet described in his first chapter, that he did everything for this vineyard to bear fruits. So the vine dressers are the servants of God. And the trees of the vineyard, or let us say the branches of the true vine, is every one of us. And the Lord wants the fruits. In return to what he has done for me, he's awaiting to gain the fruits. He did create me, and he did save me, and he did give his body and blood for me to live forever. And he did give me the availability of the forgiveness of sins. As a branch in the true vine, I have no excuse if I do not bear fruits. And with the will of God, not coincidence, that today we celebrate one of the very strong stories of repentance, Saint Ba'isa. Saint Ba'isa was first good young lady, was left from her parents, rich in money and rich in spirit. But the devil did not leave her alone. He tempted her, and he succeeded to tempt her. And she changed her house into a bad place. And we want to speak a few minutes about the beauty of repentance. What is the beauty of repentance? The beauty of repentance is that we recognize that our Lord, the Creator and the Savior at the same time, not only Him, but also all the heavenly hosts, are rejoiced very much when we change our life and repent, when we change our mind and come back to Him, when we repent from all our hearts. He's awaiting for us. All what He has done for me was for one reason, and to repent, which is to repent and to come back to Him. This is what Saint Paul said. Truly is this word and worthy for acceptance, that the Lord Jesus Christ has come for all the repenters, for all the sinners, of whom I am the chief. The beauty of repentance is the Lord is coming not for the righteous people who feel that they are not wrong. The Lord Jesus Christ has come for those sinners to repent. That's why He is our true physician. That's why also He is the lover of mankind. That's why He's still awaiting for me. The repentance is the only thing I am asked to gladden His heart and to get benefit of His redemption. Nothing more. Nothing more. That's why the first commandment that the Lord did say when He came on the first day, He said, "The kingdom of God is nigh. Repent." And do fruits for repentance. Also, the second point is the Lord never rejects my repentance except if I don't repent from all my heart. He's awaiting for me to repent, and He knows whether I'm repenting from all my heart or just say I'm sorry. It's very easy to say I'm sorry. Very easy to say I've sinned. But it is not enough. And the story of this great saint, one of the heroes of repentance in our church, Baisa, when St. John told her that she was drunk and she was cut in heart, and she said, "Is there any repentance for me?" He said, "Yes, but not in this place. Not in this place." The beauty of repentance, if I want it to be effective, is to leave the circumstances, to leave the field, to leave the place which offended me and caused me to fall in the sin. I cannot say, turn off the television. I cannot say, do not use the computer. I cannot say, oh youth, take care of the Facebook and the YouTube and the iPhone. I cannot say that. But just to say what St. John the Short said to Baisa. If you want to repent, yes, you can, but not in this place. Whatever you find it offensive and causing you to fall again and again and again and again, then it is not repentance. That's why Baisa left the house, left the maids, left everything, left the life completely and followed our Lord Jesus Christ and his servant, St. John the Short. And I ask myself, do I have repentance? And the Lord will reply, yes, you have, but not in this place. If I know the sources of the offenses that let me fall in the sin, in deed or in word or in thought, I have to be brave enough to leave this place. This is the beauty of repentance. That's why we find many people, when they repent, they leave everything. When the Lord called Levi and said, "Follow me," he left everything and he became Matthew, the writer of the first gospel in the Bible, and one of the 12 disciples. When the Lord called Zacchaeus from Jericho, he changed his life. He did not come back. When the Lord spoke to the Samaritan woman, she did not go home. She followed him and she became a preacher. When the Lord spoke to Mary Magdalene and cast out the 7 evil demons from her, she followed him wherever he went. Even to the cross, even to the tomb. And she was granted to be the first woman or the first person to see our Lord after resurrection. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, repentance needs strong decision from me. If I want to repent, I say no to the sin. If I know that the sin is in the television, I say no to the television. If it is in the computer, no. If it is in one of the friends, no. Be brave enough to repent from all your hearts. Learn from Baisa. The last lesson, but not the least, we can learn today, that the moment you repent, the moment the Lord accepts your repentance, without delay. That's why when we make metanoia, change the way of our life, and confess, all our sins are forgiven, whatever they are. But be brave enough not to go back. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ said to the man who was paralyzed, 30 years old, he said to him, "You have been healed. Do not go back to sin, lest you will be have worse." This is the repentance. And that's why we complain many times that we go to the confession, but we come back. We go to the confession, but we come back. We go to Abuna and we say, "Yes, we have done, we have said, we have many thoughts, and then we come back." Why? Because we confess, but we don't repent. We need to repent, and then to confess, and then to change our ways, not to go back. What is the use of saying, "I'm wrong," and then come back to the wrong? That's why the Lord took the soul of Ba'isa on the night of her repentance. Because she left the place of sin forever. Not physically, but heartily, spiritually. She repented from all her heart. And her soul was given to the paradise of joy in one night. This reminds us with the right thief who said, "Remember me, O Lord, when I come into your kingdom." If we fill our hearts with the love of God, truly, there will be no room for anything more in our hearts. That's why in the first commandment he said, "Love your God from all," not from your heart, "from all your heart, from all your mind, from all your strength." All. Put 3-4 lines under this word, all. Our problem that we do not love him from all our hearts. We share with him, put with him other things in our hearts to share with him. No. There is no gathering between light and darkness, good and bad. This is what he said. This is the repentance. That's why today, in the second day of the Mother of God Theotokos, Mary fasts, we put in our hearts to gladden her heart. Yesterday we were meditating about Saint Mary in the Holy Bible, especially in the Old Testament, and we saw in one of the writings of Saint Cyril, the Pillar of Faith, that she is weeping on millions who die in sin without repenting or even believing in him. And on the other hand, Saint Cyril said, "You don't know how many were returned and resurrected through her intercession." Through the intercession of the Mother of God, we raise up our hearts, asking him to let us repent from all our hearts, leave whatever you feel that it delays your contact with God, delays your delighting with the love of God, delays your coming back to his heart and approaching him without determination, without explanation, without anything. Every one of us knows really what makes him lazy or careless or not giving enough importance to his repentance and his closing and closing to his beloved God to repent. فرحانين احنا جدا النهارده بهذا المثل الجميل اللي قاله الرب يسوع المسيح. وده اخر مثل قاله المسيح زي ما قال لنا معلمنا لوقا، مثل الكرم والكرامين. احنا احبائي لازم نعرف ان المسيح هو صاحب الكرم، وان الكرامين هو الخدام، واحنا فروع في الكرم الحقيقي. زي ما قال عن نفسه، انا هو الكرم الحقيقي وابي الكرام. احنا احبائي مطالبين بان احنا نديله ثمر. الخدام مطالبين بالامانه، والمخدومين مطالبين بالطاعه. الخدام مطالبين بانهم يدعوا الخطاه الى التوبه. نقطه جميله في حياه القديسه بائسة، لولا ان القديس يوحنا القصير راح لها يمكن ما كانتش تابت. اذا احنا محتاجين ان احنا نسمع كلمة التبكيت وكلمة التنبيه وكلمة التحذير اللي كلها دي تأتي تحت كلمة واحدة وهي الوعظ. العظة معناها ان انا أبكت نفسي لما اسمع الوعظ، اسمع التحذير، اسمع التبكيت، ما اتضايقش، اخده لنفسي واقول يا ربي الغايه اللي انت خلقتني ليها، الغايه اللي انت فادتني بيها، الغايه انك فتحت لي الفردوس ان انا اروح الفردوس، ما تحرمش من الفردوس. عشان كده احبائي النهارده دعوه صريحه وقويه في اليوم الجميل اللي نحتفل بيه بالقديسة بائسة بهذا المثل. المسيح جاي طالب الثمر. السنة فاضل فيها شهر، السنة القبطية فاضل فيها شهر ويومين، 11 سبتمبر تبتدي السنة القبطية. فالكنيسة تقول فين الثمر؟ واحنا نلحق الشهر الأخراني، إن ما كانش فيه ثمر نلحق نجيب ثمر. اصنعوا أثمارا تليق بالتوبة، صرخ قالها يوحنا المعمدان في أول ما طلع من البرية ليحذر اليهود. إحنا لما نتبكت، إحنا لما نتحذر، إحنا لما يجي لنا واحد زي يوحنا القصير ويقول خلي بالكم، خلي بالكم السكة اللي أنتم ماشيين فيها دي غلط، نقول له طب نعمل إيه؟ نتوب؟ يقول آه، بس مش في المكان ده، ومش لازم يكون المكان إنك تبيع بيتك وتروح تقعد في الصحراء، مش لازم يكون المكان انك تسيب قطوه وتروح مش عارف فين. لا، ليس في هذا المكان معناها ان كل مجالات الخطيه تبعد عنها. مش هقول لك تلفزيون، مش هقول لك كمبيوتر، مش هقول لك ايفون، مش هقول لك سهرات ملهاش لازمه، مش هقول لك اعداد، مش هقول لك قهاوي، مش هقول لك الكلام ده. كل واحد عارفه، كل واحد عارف ايه الحاجه اللي بتعطل محبته لربنا. ما ينفعش ان انا اسمع كلمته، اول كلمه قالها حتى في العهد القديم، تحب الرب الهك من كل قلبك ومن كل فكرك ومن كل نفسك ومن كل قدرتك، كل كل كل. وانا حاطط جزء في قلبي المسيح، جزء كده والباقي للعالم، تبقى انا تايب ازاي؟ يبقى ازاي انا بغير حياتي؟ يبقى ازاي انا بغير سكتي؟ يبقى ازاي انا بغير فكري؟ يبقى ازاي انا بستفيد من جسد ودم المسيح؟ أحبائي الكنيسة محتاجة توبة. سمعنا وعظ كتير وقرينا كتب كتير والقنوات مالية التلفزيون، كل ده من غير توبة، من غير تجديد حياة. خايف لأقول هتبقى دينونة علينا، كل كلمة بنسمعها ونرفضها دينونة علينا في الأبدين، كل كلمة كل كلمة بنقراها في الإنجيل هتكون دينونة إلا إذا سمعنا وعملنا من قلب جيد يثمر 30 و60 و100. ربنا يدونا توبة حقيقية من أعماق قلبنا، وتدور جوه قلبك النهاردة دور جوه قلبك وقول له يا رب ايه اللي معطل نموي الروحي، ايه اللي معطل حياتي القوية معاك، لو كان في حاجة انا مشاركك فيها حشيل وتصبح انت فقط هو قلبي وحياتي وفكري ومحبتي. انت اللي خلقتني وانت اللي فادتني وانت اللي مديني الحياة الابدية وفتح لي باب الفردوس ومديني الامجاد السماوية لما تيجي. مش عايز اتحرم منها يا رب، مفيش حاجة تسوى في الدنيا ان انا اتحرم من الحاجات دي كلها، لا اريد ان احرم. اديني توبة. اقول لك مع ارمية توبني يا رب فاتوب، لك المجد من الان وللابد. امين.
Blessed are they in truth, the saints of this day, each one according to his name, the beloved of Christ, intercede on our behalf, O Lady of us all, the Theotokos, and Mary, the mother of our Savior, that he may forgive us our sins. If his mortal and debut, Nemeshiri, empty of Nemar, Ethoa, is it a sin?
In Sophia the Broschom and Kyrie eleison, Kenomestni.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontocrator, created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages. Light to light, true God to true God, begotten, not created, oneness with the Father, by him all things were made. Who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffering was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended to the heavens, he sit at the right hand of his Father. He is coming in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, proceeds with the Father, and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection.